And now, part two of On the Town with Mark Stein.
Hello, Mark. This is Hugh Martin. It's saying, have yourself a merry little Christmas.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year all our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. Next year all our troubles will be miles away.
We ended part one of our tribute to Hugh Martin with Hugh telling me that his one regret about the film Meet Me in St. Louis was that he never got to work closely with Judy Garland on her vocal performance of Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas and the other songs in the film. That's because her regular pianist and vocal coach and basic mentor was Roger Edens. But Hugh's chance to work very closely with Judy Garland was to come just a few years later. It was 1951. And Hugh Martin happened to see an announcement in the paper that the Palace Theatre, the famous Palace in New York, was reopening with Judy Garland. And he wasn't much of a guy for first nights, but he thought this was one opening night he'd like to attend. So he called Judy up, and tickets were going like gold dust, they were impossible to get, he asked her if she could rustle up a couple of house seats for him. And Judy Garland, as was her wont, said, "Oh, darling, sitting in the audience is so boring. I've got a much better idea. Why don't you sit up on stage with me?" And it took Hugh a while to figure out that she was, in fact, asking him to be her accompanist. Roger Edens was over in Hollywood and unavailable, and Judy decided she'd like Hugh Martin next to her at the piano when she made her debut in that famous show at the Palace.
Oh, weep no more, my lady, sing that song again for me. Sing, oh, black shore, just as I if you will only play that Bonnie River. Rock-a-bye, your rock-a-bye, baby, with a Dixie melody.
Might help if I didn't sing so loud. Well, now, before we go any further, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like you to meet a very, very brilliant young man, a wonderful composer, fine musician, and a wonderful guy. I was just lucky that he consented to come here to the Palace and play for me. You know him. He wrote the trolley song and the boy next door and how. Mr. Hugh Martin. He kept getting younger looking all the way through the whole engagement. He looks about nine tonight, doesn't he? Huh? With the bow. My love. Well, now, what are we going to do? Nothing. It's just miserable. It looks terrible. I got myself a new dress, and it took me 4 hours to get dressed off there, you know, with the skirts and the everything. And it never makes any difference. I'm always on about 15 minutes, and it's just what you see here. Well, what are you going to do? I'm just going to keep singing. I think that would be the best thing right now. What are we going to do? Huh? I'm going to. I was just going to ask you. No kidding. This is true. They are new, and they hurt. And if it's all right with you, I'm going to take them off. I can work better that way. All right. You won't get, you know, we're going to be here all night now. We do love first. I can't remember the words, and he'll have to tell me them as we go along. And he doesn't remember them half the time, and he wrote the song. So it's going to be awful, but here we go. No. Come on. And give me the right words now. Yeah, you do something there. Come on. Love can be a moment's madness. Love can be insane. Love can be a life of sadness and pain. Oh, love can be a summer shower. Love can be the sun. Love can be two hearts that flower as one. It can be fine and free, but it's true, it doesn't always happen to you. Love can be a dying ember. Love can be a flame. Love pledged in September may be dead in December. You may not even remember it came. Oh, love can be a joy forever or a dirty shame. Love is almost never ever.
Judy Garland with Hugh Martin at the piano, live at the Palace, and Hugh Martin's song, Love. He adored Judy Garland. They fell out while working together on the film A Star Is Born. They had an argument over the best key in which to sing The Man That Got Away. She eventually, I think, sang it in C, and he wanted her to sing it in B flat. And she chose not just to reject his recommendation, but to reject it very publicly and humiliatingly in front of a studio full of musicians. She arranged, in effect, a sham performance of the song in the lower key. And after this very lackluster performance of the song by her, she said, admit it, Hugh, you're wrong. You're so effing wrong about the lower key. She didn't say effing, she used the full word. He, being a shy and modest type, said, I don't know why you bother asking me, Judy. I'm always so effing wrong. And she said to him, you got that effing right. And so in front of all the musicians, he picked up his arrangements. He walked out the studio door. He got into his car. And it was while driving through the Rockies that he heard that she'd fired him from the film A Star Is Born. Needless to say, being the kind of man he was, he blamed himself. He felt he should have been there for her. And although they patched things up, he continued to blame himself for her grossly unprofessional behaviour on that occasion. He had a somewhat less fraught relationship with the leading male singer of his time. This is the first occasion on which Frank Sinatra sang a Hugh Martin song live on the radio, December 9th, 1944.
Clang, clang, clang went the trolley. Ding, ding, ding went the bell. Zing, zing, zing went my heartstrings. For the moment I saw her, I fell. Chug, chug, chug went the motor. Bump, bump, bump went the brake. Thump, thump, thump went my heartstrings. When she smiled, I could feel a car shake. I tipped my hat and I took a seat.
I said I hoped I hadn't stepped upon her feet. I asked her name, then lost my breath. She looked so lovely that it scared me half to death. Buzz, buzz went the buzzer. Plop, plop, plop went the wheel. Stop, stop, stop went my heartstrings. As she started to go, then I started to know how it feels when the universe reels.
In fact, Sinatra wound up singing all three of Hugh Martin's great songs from Meet Me in St. Louis. Here he is on his very first album for Capitol Records, the album that reinvented Sinatra, Songs for Young Lovers, side one, track two, The Girl Next Door.
The moment I saw her smile, I knew she was just my style. My only regret is we've never met, for I dream of her all the while. But she doesn't know I exist. No matter how much I persist, so it's clear to see there's no hope for me, though I live at 5135 Kensington Avenue, and she lives at 5133. How can I ignore the girl next door? I love her more than I can say. Doesn't try to please me, doesn't even tease me, and she never sees me glance her way.
Not every song is entirely gender neutral, and I would say The Boy Next Door loses a little something when you turn it into The Girl Next Door, but Sinatra's waltz on Songs for Young Lovers comes closer to getting the full juice from the song than most male versions. He didn't do a lot of waltzing over the years. He was a 4-4 guy, but he certainly stuck with The Girl Next Door. Here he is in the mid-60s with a Gordon Jenkins arrangement, a little more wistful. No longer a song for a young lad looking out his bedroom window across the hedge to the adjoining lot, but a memory of young love recalled from middle age.
Doesn't try to please me, doesn't even tease me, and she never sees me glance her way. And though I'm heart sore, the girl next door, affection for me won't display. I just adore her, so I can't ignore her. The girl next door. The girl.
Sinatra's version of the third Hugh Martin number from Meet Me in St. Louis changed the song. Here's Frank's first bite of the tune back when it was more or less brand new.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year, all our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. Next year all our troubles will be miles away.
Frank Sinatra with a lovely Axel Stordahl arrangement in 1947. That was a relatively rare recording of the song back then. Meet Me in St. Louis was a blockbuster film, MGM's biggest hit since Gone with the Wind. Yet in the decade after the movie, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas showed no signs of becoming a standard. That is, not until 1957, when Sinatra decided he was going to make a Yuletide LP and decided to include Hugh Martin's song. There was just one problem. He wasn't happy with one particular line.
Someday soon we all will be together. If the fates allow. Until then, we'll have to muddle through somehow.
Muddling through didn't seem quite right to Frank, so he called up Hugh Martin. The name of my album is A Jolly Christmas, he said. So do you think you could jolly it up for me? You don't say no to Sinatra if you've got any brains, Hugh told me. So it was back to the old drawing board, and instead of muddling through, he substituted...
Hang a shining star upon the highest bar and have yourself a merry little Christmas. No. Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas.
Hugh Martin said he was relieved when he came up with Bow because, as he put it, if you're rhyming with now, there aren't many options left other than cow. He made a few other changes too, and not for the first time. Sinatra's interpretation became the song. The jolly version, arranged by Gordon Jenkins, made Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas a standard. We should note, however, that it's not even the most memorable Sinatra performance. That would be this Gil Grau arrangement for what would have to be the song's second-best movie deployment after Meet Me in St. Louis. Carl Foreman's 1963 film, The Victors, is a big, sprawling World War II drama with George Hamilton, Peter Fonda, Albert Finney and co. on the march through Europe, loving and leaving Melina Mercury, Romy Schneider, Jeanne Moreau, Elke Sommer, and assorted other Eurototty en route. The most memorable moment is the death by firing squad of a GI deserter. And anyone who thinks Quentin Tarantino started this sort of thing with Stuck in the Middle with You in Reservoir Dogs should check out the scene where Private Slovak's comrades are driven through the snow to witness his execution as Sinatra sings.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year, all our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. tide gay. Next year all our troubles will be miles away.
Of the thousands of Merry Little Christmases that followed across the decades, almost all used the Sinatra lyric, all the way up to The Pretenders and Sarah McLachlan. And then, as often happens, a little bit of purist snobbery set in. James Taylor recorded a version shortly after 9/11, adducing correctly that the uncertainty in the song that so resonated in World War II would find echoes in that Christmas of 2001. But he made a point of recording the original Judy Garland movie lyric, muddling through somehow.
Here we are as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Precious friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. I know that in a year we all will be together. If the fates allow, until then we'll just have to muddle through somehow. Yeah. Have ourselves a merry little Christmas now.
In times like these, James Taylor, quote, we muddle through, as the lyric says, as the best lyric says, unquote. Ah, for heaven's sake, Hugh Martin's more relaxed about it. He likes the Judy Garland lyric, he likes the Frank Sinatra lyric. Oh, and he likes the third lyric, too. You didn't know about that one? About 40 years ago, Hugh became a fairly serious Seventh-day Adventist. So I believe of all the secular holiday songs of the 20th century American Christmas, this one is the only one written by a born-again Christian. And late in life for his Christmas standard, Hugh wrote a third version of Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, addressing what to him was the heart of the subject.
Have yourself a blessed little Christmas. Christ the King is born. Your voices ring upon this happy morn. Have yourself a blessed little Christmas. Serenade.
Used to be a Christmas hater, and that's a terrible thing for the man who wrote Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas to confess, but it was because Many times I was on the road in a boring little hotel room all by myself with no loved ones there, and all I would see when I'd walk around Des Moines or Pittsburgh or Cincinnati was Santa Clauses and jingle bells, and it seemed to have lost Jesus Christ, which is what it was all about, and that made me sad. And so I got a little phobic about Christmas, but that's all turned around now. I'm loving it again. Not because of the song, but because I live with a very loving family who love me and make me feel welcome. And so Christmas means something to me again.
Have yourself a blessed little Christmas now.
One tune, four different lyrics, three of them successful. Oh, you don't know lyric number four. That was the very first one he wrote. Before Have Yourself a Blessed Little Christmas, before Sinatra, before Meet Me in St. Louis. At MGM, Hugh Martin had been instructed to write a Christmas song that captured all the uncertainty hanging over the Smith family's lives. So he went away and came back with Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, It May Be Your Last. Next year, we may all be living in the past. Judy Garland ran down the lyric and then said, "Don't you think these are awfully dark?" She was, after all, supposed to be singing it to a 7-year-old girl. "They'll think I'm a monster if I sing that to little Margaret O'Brien," she said. "They'll think I'm a sadist." This was 1944, remember. Judy had been singing to the troops and believed strongly that when you're sad, you want hope, not just an explanation of why you've every right to be in the slough of despond. But Hugh Martin dug his heels in and refused to change a word. He told me a few years ago that Tom Drake, who played Judy's love interest in the movie, he was in fact the boy next door, took him for a coffee in the commissary and warned him that he risked losing what could be the most important song of his career. "You dumb son of a bitch," he said, "you're going to screw up your whole life if you don't write another lyric for that tune." So Hugh went away and returned with Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, Let Your Heart Be Light. In later years, he described his first set of words as laughably lugubrious. Every other lyric he put to the tune did the trick. And as I said, Meet Me in St. Louis was MGM's biggest hit since Gone with the Wind. So what came next for Hugh Martin? Well, this.
Love can be a moment's madness. Love can be insane. Love can be a liar. Sadness and pain. Love can be a summer shower. Love can be the sun. Love can be two hearts that flower as one. It can be a dying ember. Love can be a flame. Love pledged in September may be dead in December. You may not even remember that it came. Love can be a joy forever, or an empty name. Love is almost never ever the same.
A love song called Love. Hey, why not? Until, how's it go? L-O-V-E. L is for the way you look at me. O is for the only one I see. Until that one came along in the 60s, love songs called simply Love were, in fact, thin on the ground. Although you'd think it would be the very first title any songwriter would get to. Lena Horne introduced that one in the 1946 film Ziegfeld Follies and sang it right to the end, faster and faster.
It can be fine and free. It doesn't always happen to you.
your joy forever. Oh, an empty name. Love may seem amusing, a spark constantly fusing, but it may end up by losing its earth. Oh, love can be a joy forever.
Okay, Lena Horne, Love, one song in the Ziegfeld Follies. What else? This. A neat little number, perfectly constructed, if perhaps a wee bit politically incorrect for today. Nevertheless, here's Hugh Martin and Mel Torme having a ball on Pass That Peace Pipe.
A medicine man I met said, don't get yourself in a sweat. When things look great, just shrug and say, it must have been something I ate.
Now don't get yourself in a snit, he said. Tuck your tantrums into your kit instead. It's disarming to be charming, quoth the medicine man.
Whom all agree, it's plain to see, nobody could be wiser than.
Go.
So if your temper's getting the top hand, all you have to do is just stop and pass that peace by bury that hatchet like a Choctaws, Chickasaws, Chattahoochees, Chippewas too.
Mad as a wet hen, mad as you can possibly get, then pass that peace pipe, bury that tomahawk like the Chichimex, Cherokees, Chapultepecs.
Hold that reflex, try to use a little restraint.
Fold that Kleenex, wipe off all of that war paint.
And if you find yourself in a fury, be your own judge and your own jury. Pass that peace pipe and bury that hatchet like the Choctaws, Chickasaws, Chattahoochee, Chippewas do.
Pass that peace pipe turned up in the film Good News. And that was pretty much it for Hugh Martin's career at MGM. One song in Ziegfeld Follies, one song in Good News. He wrote a gangbuster score for Meet Me in St. Louis, but the studio seemingly had no use for him. What happened? Well, Hugh went off to the army and to the Battle of the Bulge, and he never quite came back. Here's how he explained it to me.
I wanted to get back to the theater. I loved the theater. I loved the movies, too, and I was so blessed to be in the Arthur Freed unit because that was the best one. And they did want me back after the Army. I went to the Army for 2 years during World War II. And I just didn't show up. I asked my lawyer, I said, if I don't show up, I was on a 7-year contract, and I said, can they bring me back, you know, legally? And he said, no, if you did 2 years in the Army, you can go back to New York and be a free man if you want to be. And so I did. And Arthur Freed never forgave me. I think I probably would have gotten some movie assignments during those last 20 years that he was alive if he hadn't gotten so angry with me for not going to see him, which was a great mistake. I should have at least gone to see him because he did so much for my life with that wonderful movie.
I got a curse that I'm afraid maybe couldn't be worse. I look like a baby. It's a failing. I wanna lose. That's why I'm wailing. I got the little boy blues. People, I guess, consider it funny when they address this fella as Sonny. It's a blunder I can't excuse, so it's no wonder I got the little boy blues. The future isn't alluring, that's why I constantly pray that I will soon start maturing, or people will say I'm Dorian Gray. Reckon that I had might as well own up that I'm a guy who'll never be grown up. didn't choose the blues, love to lose the blues, but they refuse to say they're toodaloo. I'm out of luck, I'm stuck with the little boy blues.
Hugh Martin singing the Little Boy Blues from his Broadway show Look Ma, I'm Dancing. Here's a Martin song that became a big favourite with the Shantuzies in the 50s. I have to say my favourite version is by Dorothy Berryman, the great star of Les Invasions Barbares, Barbarian Invasions, who was a guest on the Mark Stein Christmas show last year. Here's Dorothy hymning the pleasures of an occasional man.
I've got an island in the Pacific, and everything about it is terrific. I've got the sun to tan me, palms to fan me, and an occasional man. I love my island, it's very lazy. If I should ever leave it, I'd be crazy. I've got papayas, peaches, sandy beaches, and an occasional man. When I go swimming, I am always dressed in style. 'Cause I go swimming wearing just a great big smile. My little island is made for pleasure, and in the cool of evening it's a treasure. And when the hour grows later, what is greater than an occasional man?
In 1964, Hugh Martin wrote what would prove to be his last hit song for a Broadway show called High Spirits, a musicalization of Noel Coward's Blithe Spirit, directed by Coward himself. It flopped, but it left this song written by Hugh and a new writing partner, Timothy Gray.
You better love me while you may. Tomorrow I may fly away. I want your gentle touch, your continental touch, your elemental touch, and you want me to, oh, I know that you do. You better love me while I'm here. I have been known to disappear, so don't let this miracle melt away. The clock ticks fast above me. If you think fondly of me, you better love me while you may.
Hugh Martin always described that as a Vernon Duke-style tune, and it is. If you looked at it on the page, you could easily believe it was by the same composer as Autumn in New York or April in Paris. But in the 60s, it got picked up as a rhythm number, and it's only got peppier since.
You'd better love me while you may. Tomorrow I may fly away. I want your gentle touch, your continental touch, that elemental touch, and you want me to, and I know that you do. You'd better love me while I'm here. I have been known to disappear, so don't let this miracle melt away. The clock ticks fast above me. If you think fondly of me, you'd better love me. You'd better love me. You'd better love me while you.
I don't know how I wound up in Southern California. It was just kind of a fluke. I think I thought my career was over. That's why I left New York. And I wanted to go where the weather was nice, because nobody seemed to want me after High Spirits. I didn't get any offers. And I thought, well, it's all over, Hugh. And so I just came out here to retire. But fortunately, I did Sugar Babies as a vocal arranger for Harry Rigby. And then people have not let me retire.
Thank you.
dreamed a lot, yearned a lot, I strayed a lot, but I learned a lot. I always wore my heart on my sleeve. I never met a soul I didn't believe. The same mistakes I make 'em still, and I guess I always will. I guess I always will.
The nonagenarian Hugh Martin singing what I believe is the last song he ever wrote, The Story of My Life. As you may remember, he was on the Mark Stein Christmas show a couple of times, and he always enjoyed the attention that his beloved Christmas song got each year.
Yes, December is my month for ego trips. I thoroughly enjoy it. And some of the country western ones really tickle me. I get such a kick out of them.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on our troubles will be out of sight.
I hear also, I get rock and roll versions and country western and also
have yourself a merry little Christmas, make the Yuletide gay. From now on our troubles will be miles away.
And then I get some very beautiful classic performances such as Sinatra and Andy Williams and Nat Cole and Johnny Mathis.
I think we're exactly giving away any plot twists when I say that Meet Me in St. Louis is set in St. Louis. But you don't do the Margaret O'Brien snowman thing in your Christmas because you live in Southern California. So what's Christmas like where you are?
It's positively Hawaiian. Palm trees are waving around and people are on the beach and it's just marvelous. I play for an Hispanic church every Sunday, and Christmas falls on Sunday this year, so that's where I'll be, at my beloved Hispanic church. They're the sweetest people in the world, and I adore them.
So you're their accompanist?
Yes.
You you play all their hymns and whatever else they
yes,
have to be singing
yes,
in the service?
They had an organ for a while, but I think the fact that they brought in a piano, especially for me, was probably a criticism of my organ playing. I had never played the organ, and I think it was not really ringing the bell.
And if you do get out a CD of Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas on Christmas Day, of all the thousands of versions that are out there, which one is your favorite?
Well, it's still Judy Garland, because you see, I'm just absolutely insane about that woman's talent. After all these years, I don't think anybody comes close to her. She could do everything. She could sing, she could dance, she could make you laugh and cry. And she was a marvelous actress and an extraordinary human being. And I miss her horribly.
Well, we couldn't have you on the Christmas show, Hugh, without asking you to play your great song. So this is Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, which has been sung by everybody. This is how Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas sounds in the hands of the man who wrote it, Hugh Martin. Thank you.
in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who are dear to us will be near to us once more. A merry little Christmas now. A couple of clinkers, but I did the best I could.
Not at all. That was lovely. Is that the way you usually like to do it? Half instrumental, half vocal?
You know how, when I first did it, this is only the second time I've ever done it, I was at a memorial service for Robert E. Lee, who was Lawrence and Lee, who wrote Inherit the Wind and Maim, and they asked me to play a couple of songs from Look Ma, I'm Dancing, which I wrote with Bob and Jerry, and then I decided to throw this one in because it was written on Bob's piano, and I thought it would be appropriate, and I did it that way, just singing the bridge.
Well, it was really nice. Hugh Martin,
thank
you very much, and have yourself a merry little Christmas.
Thank you, Mark. I loved talking to you.
Hugh Martin playing and singing live on the Mark Stein Christmas Show. That's a lovely version of Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, but you know, a couple of years ago I was thinking of Frank Sinatra's advice to Hugh, could you jolly it up a bit? And I wondered, has there ever been a merry version of Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas? And I listened to, whatever it was, 30,000 versions, or at least the first 20 seconds of them, and they were all the same thing, wistful, poignant, melancholic, but merriness was nowhere in sight. So I thought it'd be fun to do a merry Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas for me and Jessica Martin. And usually when some half-baked idea pops up, there's a lot of back and forth to get it to come out right. But in this case, I simply said to our arranger, Kevin Amos, hey, how about a merry, merry little Christmas? And a couple of days later, he sent over a sketch. And I don't think we changed a thing. I think I put in an extra bar or took one out somewhere along the way. And I also excised a popping champagne cork that he wanted to stick in the final bar and had grown unnaturally attached to. But otherwise, what you're about to hear is pretty much Kevin's first draft. And unlike snooty old James Taylor, we use both the Judy Garland and the Frank Sinatra lyrics. And when you do that, you have to move the odd line around to accommodate your concept and whatnot. And I was a bit worried Hugh might be offended by that. So I didn't send him a copy of our recording. And then I felt bad about that because I remembered Hugh telling me about an argument he'd had with Irving Berlin 70 years ago. He was the vocal arranger on a show called Louisiana Purchase, and he played an arrangement he'd written to Irving Berlin. And he'd had to do what I had to do. He had to provide a couple of syllables and amendments and grace notes here and there to get you across this or that transition. And Berlin said, you've made your lyrics part of my song. And Hugh said, no, they're not part of the song, they're part of the arrangement. And he always thought Berlin was being ridiculously finicky. So I realised too late Hugh probably wouldn't have minded our version, and I was tickled to hear via a third party that in fact he'd quite liked it. So having heard Hugh Martin perform Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas his way, here's Jessica and I doing it our way.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas, let your heart be light.
From now will be out of sight.
Yeah, out of sight.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay.
From now on, our troubles will be miles away.
They'll be miles away.
Here we are as in olden days, happy golden days of yore.
Faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more.
The years we're gonna be together, if the fates allow.
Day to day, we'll have to muddle through somehow.
We'll get through somehow. So have yourself a merry little Christmas now. Is past.
Christmas present is here today, bringing joy that will last,
that will last. So have yourself a merry little Christmas.
Let your heart be light.
Here we are as in olden days.
Happy golden days of yore.
Once more! We know we'll muddle through somehow. From now on we're gonna be together. Is far away.
Christmas past is past.
Thank you, Jessica. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Words and music by Hugh Martin, born August 11th, 1914, died March 11th, 2011. But through the years, we all will be together. Millions of people, one man, and a song for the ages.
On the Town is a production of Mark Stein Enterprises. All rights reserved.